We are joined here in the media center with the provisional number one qualifier in funding her, Courtney Force. Her pass of 3.910 seconds at 326.16 miles per hour took her to the top of the category. Courtney, talk about that pass this afternoon or this evening and how it helps build your confidence for this weekend.
Well, actually, from the pass in Q1, I feel like I kind of let that car drive me a little bit, and you know, it started to wiggle a little bit and it came loose down at the top end. So obviously I was pointing the finger at myself, so I knew that in that second pass, you know, when you have conditions like this, this is usually the time, you know, most teams really shine. When you have like I said, track conditions like that, that's when you can really try to push the car hard and go to the top spot. And I knew that I had to be perfect on that run. So I tried to keep that car straight as an arrow, as smooth as possible. And Brian Corradi and my entire, you know, Dan Hood and my entire Advanced Auto Parts team did the rest. So felt great. You know, I hit the parachutes down at the top end, and, you know, I felt the negative G's hit hard, and I knew we had a great pass. They came on the radio and told us we ran that 391 at 326 miles an hour. So I was really excited. You know, it felt amazing to do it for our sponsors, and I was happy to see that it was able to stick. You know, I saw Robert, my dad, coming up, and obviously Beckman had a great run as well. So, yeah, I mean, you know, we still have tomorrow, but it feels good to be able to have a great pass like that tonight here in Sonoma.
Questions from the media?
So the G-force at the end, that's another telltale sign to you how good that pass is?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, when the car is pulling so hard with the positive G's, and you know, cross that finish line, you hit the parachutes and they come out and they, you know, hit hard when they, you know, deploy, and the negative G's kind of throw you forward hard. You wait for your team to come on the radio and tell you what the number is, because you can kind of feel it in your body that it was a good one. So, yeah, I mean, it felt awesome. It pulled hard that whole way down. Like I said, tried to keep it straight as an arrow, and we're able to take that